recording for 2016 for ASMR Sleep Station. This recording is made to help you relax and find some peace or fall asleep. Shouldn't be any background noise, and I'm gonna try something different with my portable recorder, which I'm still testing out. It's equipped with a microphone on it, but I'm going to put a set of earphones on it and see how that comes out. So hopefully that recording works, and maybe I'll try to mix it into this. I already forgot if you don't know what this is made for people who want to relax and don't have the ASMR condition, or people who have ASMR. And if you don't know what that is, then you can look it up. It stands for Autonomic Sensory Meridian Response, and I have it mildly, and a lot of people who listen to this have it. The internet will explain it better than I can. Okay, so I'm gonna turn on this new recorder and just going to start it. I connect. Oh, no, I can't see. I don't think it's setting off the. Oh, bummer. I think the whisper just isn't. Yeah, I don't think the whispering is loud enough. I'm gonna mess around with the settings. And, I won't stop this recording. And, we'll see if there's some benefit to putting some power on this mic. Alright, so I'm gonna stop it again. Let's see. This recording works. No, still doesn't. Bummer. Yeah, it just not picking up the whispering. Well, I thought an external mic would work better, but it doesn't. Oh well. Let's see here. So, see if there's any new feedback. Wonder how much time I have to record. I don't know, what should I say here? It's almost the end of the year. I really wanted to get one more recording out before the end of the year. Everyone to ride the big wave of ambition that comes at the beginning of every year. And if you're trying to make some big changes, good luck with that. I've mentioned it before, but I am personally against making lots of changes all at once. Although, I guess sometimes that works. Like if you're trying to end an addiction, sometimes it helps to prepare a little bit, but I think a lot of addictions end abruptly, cold turkey, as people say, and that that seems to be the way to go for a lot of things, but doing things gradually can also help. I feel like the new year brings a lot of change to begin with, and all change is stress for the human mind. It doesn't matter if it's good or bad. Bad stress is usually what we equate with stress, but there is good stress too. Change causes stress, and if you're trying to make a lot of changes at once and you're already stressed out, I think the chances of you succeeding are greatly reduced, and that's not fair to yourself. It makes it kind of a roller coaster. If you're like me, I most of the time, although I have had some success, but most of the time I kind of fluctuate up and down with inspiration and effort and trying to be a better person. This year overall I've been more active, which I really wanted to do, and I've done that, but there's been some cost too. A lot of people end up listening to this, I think, because you're sleepless and you're looking to outside resources to help you sleep or relax. And there's a lot of commonalities between us. I think a lot of people have a very busy mind when they lay down and go to sleep. And you're maybe frustrated. You're maybe having difficulties just sleeping right, which affects everything in your life. I think getting good rest is extremely important. So, I think we have a lot in common, and at the core of a lot of those problems, I think, is something that stops us from changing things ourselves, or maybe even believing we can. Anxiety is a big cause. Anger or other types of displaced energy, and those things can really mess with your sleep. So I'm not saying that you have to change things in the new year, or the new year is a good time to do that. I think it's just when most people evaluate themselves and really think about what they're doing and where they're at it. And at the turn of the year, you can't help finished. So, I guess that's it for ruminating, pontificating. I forget what verb to use, but rambling about relevant things like the turn in the new year. The only message that I have is to approach any change in a humble way. Lower your expectations. Realize that fundamental change takes a lot of effort. And try to lower your reactivity. That means if things don't work out, or things do work out either way, or there's a lot going on, being less reactive to things that are happening in your life, outside your life, is, in my opinion, a really good way to equalize things and find peace if you need it. That sounds kind of new agey, but I think it's irrefutable that the more you let the outside world affect you, or the more reactive you are, the less you are in control of your emotional state and how busy your mind is and everything that occurs inside. So, I think that's a very simple principle. So, the less you're dependent on that, and the more that you bring out, the more that you're the person you want to be, and you are unaffected by things, the better you can do whatever it is that you want to do in the new year. So, I never want to discourage anybody from trying anything. I just think that you should know that there is a limit to how much can be changed at once, and you can do it, but it may be more temporary than you want, and you will have to go back and go through everything again until you get it right. So, things that you can change incrementally, I think that's a good start to a new year. But, you know, exercising or cutting out meat and being more productive in your job or your studies or spending more time with your family, all of those things, it's a lot at once. So, and again, I'm not saying that they can't be done, but it's just a really good way to overwhelm yourself, and then you start creating a stigma of failure around trying to accomplish goals, and that, I mean, that's a type of thing that snowballs, and you find yourself unable to implement new changes and maybe reverting back. Okay, that's enough of that. Me rambling about that is really the product of seeing the same things occur over and over again. And turn of our year, I don't think is really cosmically significant. And we've just made one revolution around the sun that happens all the time. So, in other words, it doesn't matter. The year doesn't even matter. There's nothing significant about 2017. And if you believe there's something special about that time, then go ahead. If that gives you the momentum you need and the meaning you need to move on, then that's great. There are no new feedbacks, and I don't have anything to read, and I'll try to take a quick look at the stats. But for people that need something read to them to get tired, I'll read a random Wikipedia first, just to get that out of the way. Okay, so give me a second here. Hopefully not make a bunch of background noise here. Let's see. Alright. A random Wikipedia. Oh, and there's nothing to read. Kariba. A settlement in Kenya's eastern province. Coordinates are 0.38 degrees north, 37.6 degrees east, in the country of Kenya, eastern province. Time zone is EAT, which is UTC plus 3. Alright, that was kind of a dud. I'll find another one. Oh, it's another place. Veteran, Nevada. We just read a place. The Archery World Cup. Oh, that's mostly a table. I'm trying to find something. Another place in Poland. That one's also short. Staniatki. I'm sure that's not how that sounds. Another place in Nevada. Wow. It's like so many locations in a row. Alright, here we go. Oh, this one's short. I guess I could read through the name, so. Queen of Hearts is a 1936 British musical comedy film directed by Monty Banks and starring Gracie Fields, John Loder, and Enid Stamp Taylor. It was made at Ealing Studios. The plot summary is Grace Perkins, Gracie Fields, is an ordinary working class seamstress who is mistaken as a rich patron of the arts. When she is asked to back a new show, she plays along with the charade, hoping that she can become the production's leading lady when the show opens, Gracie is a huge hit and goes on to become a glamorous star. The full cast is Gracie Fields as Grace Perkins, John Loder as Derek Cooper, Enid Stamp Taylor as Yvonne, Fred Duprez as Zuhlenberg, Edward Rigby as Perkins, Julie Suedo as Rita Dow, Jean Lester as Mrs. Perkins, Hal Gordon as stage manager, Sid Crosley as constable, Madeline Seymour as Mrs. Vandeleur, H.F. Maltby as solicitor, Margaret Yard as Mrs. Porter. The bibliography lists Rachel Lowe, filmmaking in 1930s Britain, George Allen and Unwin, 1985, George Barry, Forever Ealing, Pavilion Books, 1994, Linda Wood, British Films, 1927 to 1939, British Film Institute, 1986. I already read through the cast. Directed by Monty Banks, produced by Basil Dean, written by Douglas Ferber, Gordon Wellesley, Clifford Gray, Anthony Gibbons, H.F. Maltby. Music by Ernest Irving, cinematography John W. Boyle, Associated Talking Pictures is a production company. Distributed by Associated British. Release dates October 5, 1936. Running time 78 minutes. Country United Kingdom. Language English. Next one is a good solid paragraph. Two paragraphs. The page is Security Alert Team. Security alert teams are parties of crew members aboard United States Navy ships detailed to respond in the event of a security breach or a threatened attack in port. A SAT is typically led by a gunner's mate under the authority of the weapons officer and is armed with M9 or M1911A1 pistol and 12 gauge shotguns, usually the Mossberg M500 or 590. In most cases, a SAT is supported by a backup alert force, which is a team of crew members aboard U.S. Navy ships detailed to provide overwatch and medium-range firepower in the event of a security breach or threatened attack in port, and boarding and search parties at sea. A BAF is also typically led by a gunner's mate under the authority of a weapons officer and is armed with the M14 semi-automatic rifle in 7.62 by 51mm NATO caliber. The main purpose of these two teams is to cover the special weapons holds. They can be told to stand down by the captain, executive officer, weapons officer, or the duty officer if the first three are not present. That person must be escorted and have military ID for confirmation of the person to secure the detail. That person must be escorted and have military ID for confirmation of the person to secure the detail. The detail can also be led by a bosun's mate. Any unauthorized personnel who do not comply with the team's orders and continue to approach the secure area will cause the team to implement a security when they fall asleep. And imagine if you lost the circulation somewhere else on your body that was like a whole part of your body that would be really uncomfortable. Like if your whole torso tingled like your foot did, that'd be weird. Even for recordings that are supposed to be boring, this one seems pretty boring to me. If I were listening to this, I would fall asleep. Thanks to everybody who left feedback this year, and those who email, and those who have donated some money through PayPal. I really, really appreciate that. It helps fund the cost of hosting this show. Appreciate everybody for listening. I'm doing this for you. I consider all feedback, and I only have one goal, which is to help you relax. So this is still something that I enjoy doing. Is beneficial to quite a lot of people. And I think the last, I don't have a list of all the comments now, but the last, sometime earlier in December, there was some feedback left on the YouTube videos. They don't get many views, but I think a few people are subscribed to listen to it. I can't find them now, but there were some comments. Oh, bummer. I'm gonna have to read those at a later time, because I can't find them, but eventually I'll get to those. There was, I think, maybe one or two people. Zoe, I think I read that one before. Zoe M. left some comments. There was another. I just can't find the right video. Frank and Cute. I read some of their comments. Oh, maybe I did read all these. I think I read all of them for the for number 35, but there were some earlier ones. I have to go back and compile them so I could just read them all at once. Somebody, that's interesting. Yeah, somebody has multiple, looks like multiple recordings of this show. They uploaded to their account. That's interesting. I wonder how many they have. Even less views than I do. But that's fine with me. I don't mind being rehosted, republished. that's about it. Like I said in the last recording, if you're still awake and you're having trouble falling asleep, try counting your breaths. Something. Don't read it on your phone if your phone is bright. Maybe if you turn your brightness all the way down and put it in night mode, it might not disturb you too much, but most people are susceptible to the lights and electronic device screens. It kind of wakes you up a little bit, definitely keeps you engaged. I think sometimes it feels like a stimulant. At least to me it does. Find something boring to read. On the last one, I mentioned the two outcome way of either falling asleep or reading a book that is boring, I guess. Like a non-fiction book or just a book that doesn't have a nail-biting story or plot to it. Reading something like that, at least for me, helps me sleep. Go to the store and go to a used bookstore or a thrift store and buy a textbook, read that, and counting your breaths always works for me. I don't know how far you can possibly get counting your breaths in groups of three, and if that kind of counting, you get really far in that. I don't know, like you get to the 20s or 30s. Well, that's already a lot of time passing. Try counting your breaths in groups of six. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 2. And count on the exhale. So, yeah, every time you exhale, that's add one, and that should relax you, just focusing on your breathing and slowing it and preoccupying your mind is a really good way to drift off and take your mind off of whatever is irritating you. A while ago, somebody wrote in about all the some kind of terrible things that they couldn't do anything about, something like that. And all the things they think of before they go to sleep and can't. And I forgot what my exact response was, but that's a routine that a lot of people have. You know, that the day's over, everything's cleared away, and then your mind expands and awakens because it can. And that's not a great habit to get into. Anyways, I wish everyone whatever they want or aspire to in 2017, and I hope you all sleep well.